Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith and transmission and narration which has been related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the wisdom behind the prohibition of usury, a riba, usury. You know, something very common in today's world, kind of hard to avoid in certain situations. A lot of people ask, what is the reason behind it? What's the wisdom behind it? So in this tradition, Imam Sadiq kind of alludes to it. Of course, we need to take note of the point of the fact that we don't know the reason behind the rulings which have been delineated in and determined in Islamic law. Nobody knows the real reason behind them, the criterion for which they were formulated and specified and were given. But in some of the hadiths, right, we have certain hadiths which mention the benefits or the wisdom, the hikam, behind certain traditions. But because of this, the reason why we're making this reservation is because nobody should take these benefits which have been mentioned in the hadith and kind of apply them in other cases, right? And say that in other cases these benefits also exist, so there should be a similar ruling, right? Because we don't want to say that these reasons are the actual cause of the ruling. Rather, there are benefits that accrue from the ruling. And it's possible that there might be another reason behind it, and because of that, it doesn't allow us to, expand the parameters of the ruling or constrict them in certain cases, because we don't know the real reason behind them. In any case, let's turn to the hadith itself and read what it says. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when asked by Hisham ibn Hakam was one of the companions of the Imam, when he was asked about the reason behind the prohibition of usury, right? The Imam said, were usury to be permissible, people would abandon their trading and other necessities. So Allah prohibited usury in order that man may flee from the unlawful means of earning to trade. Right? So usury here in this tradition has been placed as something contrary to trade and tijarat, to trade, right? To work. Right, it's considered as an alternative to work, which is something virtuous, right? So therefore, God Almighty prohibited usury so that people would not do that and work, right? And work and turn to trade and tijarat, and stay away from usury and turn to something virtuous and turn away from this thing which is unlawful. In continuation, the Imam says, and resort to buying and selling any. Turn away from that which is unlawful and turn and resort to buying and selling. And this in turn facilitates borrowing from each other. This facilitates, meaning turning to buying and selling, facilitates borrowing from one another. People borrow from one another and trade with one another and work. This is something virtuous that Allah wants. And it isn't like the alternative to this, which is, usury and riba. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the wisdom behind the prohibition of usury in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.